have a special announcement that is very important, and so we want to make sure that everybody is informed, and Brother Micah is going to come and help us with that. We appreciate all the efforts he has put into all of the things that are going on with the amplification of the future.
Morning, church. Praise the Lord. God's good, is he not?
Yes, amen.
Before I get into the announcement from the advisory board this morning, I wanted to share a testimony of perspective that I've personally experienced through this transition process. As I stand before you today, I am very overwhelmed with gratitude and joy. Over the past months, I've had the privilege of witnessing something that is truly special. The undeniable reflection of the light of Jesus.
We are able to give worship to our God. We are able to lift up praises. If you have breath in your lungs this morning, you are able to worship. You are able to lift your hands. You are able to clap. You are able to lift up your voice for joy. And so right now, can we just begin to glorify our King of Kings in the house this morning, in Jesus' name.
Say it, holy, holy,
holy, holy. No one else like you.
Oh, he's faithful, yes, he is.
Faithful, faithful. Father, you are faithful. We have put our trust in you.
Trust in you.
To read is a lot of times, a lot of services, I read the prayer requests and the names don't stay the same. There's different names on there, which means names are taken off of the list, and which also means other names are added. And you may say, well, Brother Stephen, that means other people have needs. No, that means other people have faith that God is going to move. And since this list is not pages and pages and pages long, because the names that were on the list are staying on the list and names are just being added, but they're not being taken off, what this page is showing me is that people are believing in a healer. And that healer is working. That healer is moving in each and every one of our lives, that we have something that we can bring our needs to, whether it's in our bodies, whether it's in our minds, if it's in our finances or in our marriage, whatever it is we are going through, we can take it upon ourselves and we can carry it and we can try to bear the burden, or we can say, God, I know that you are greater, and God, I know I am nothing without you. So God, I'm laying down at the altar today on this Sunday morning. I'm laying down my hurts. I'm laying down my sickness. I'm laying down my disappointments, my shame. I'm laying everything down. And I refuse to move forward in this service carrying what I walked in here with. You don't have to wait till the altar call to be delivered. God can deliver you this morning right here at this part of the service. And so we're going in prayer right now for David Young, Low and Bright, Mike Mars, Sister Dickey, Cindy Crawford, Dee Cheshire, Danny Bramblett, Brother Griffith, Don and Donna Howell, which is a praise report that there is a great response to the treatment. Praise God. God is moving. Clay Gensel and Susan Price. And if you are ready to see God move in your situation, if you have a need in your body and you just feel led to step out in faith, just to get a little bit closer to God in that moment and let him minister to you, I encourage you to step out in faith, to step forward towards the altar. Ministers will anoint you with oil and pray with you and for you. God is going to move in a mighty way in this service, and he's going to heal. That's his nature. It might as well be in your life. It might as well be in your life today. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for your promises that whenever we cast down our burdens to you, that you are able to carry them way more than we ever could. So God, let us cast down today every weight, every hurt. And Lord, I pray that you move today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, hear our cry. Be lifted high in this place. We'll be right back.
Jesus!
God, a hand clap, 15 more seconds maybe of just praise and worship before we move forward. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, you are worthy. Where you are, God, there is victory. God, where you are, there is liberty. Where you are, there is deliverance. God, don't let me get out of order by being by a schedule, but Lord, I pray that I entertain your presence right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that I create an atmosphere of worship that is pleasing unto you. That God, you can work unfiltered throughout this congregation, through our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus is in the room. Do you believe that? Yes. And miracles start to happen when Jesus is in the room. He's not done just yet. He's not done.
Miracles start to happen. Jesus is in the room.
Somebody get their healing this morning. Come on, step up.
Miracles start to happen.
Yes, they do.
When Jesus is in the room.
Jesus is in the room. As I pray.
grateful for a responsive church and a sensitive church that is okay with changing the schedule of the service when God moves, and being okay with worshiping longer than what the song time ran. Being able to be guided and directed by the Spirit, that's something we pray about, is, God, let me be sensitive to your Spirit. Let me be sensitive to what you're doing. Let me hear, let me see what you're doing. But if we don't have the faith to walk after it or walk through the doors that God opens in front of us, faith without works is dead. But when we feel a sensitivity and when we feel God move and we have the faith and the ability to say, I know where the service should be going, but I have to get a hold of God. That's when revival begins to take place in your life. Whenever you know what the ordinary is, but you know who the supernatural is. And you can begin to operate in the supernatural, and it begins to break what is ordinary and begins to turn into supernatural. That's called a miracle. That is what a miracle is, and when something breaks what is routine and what is ordinary and what is expected. So you may have expected to go home in the same sickness that you walked in with. You may have expected to have the same Sunday service that you have always had. But a miracle can take place, and it breaks what is ordinary, and the supernatural ministers into your life, and you can leave here and say, I don't know what happened, but something changed in me on a Sunday morning. I don't know what happened, but I left here changed on a Sunday morning, and it's because I said, I know where the service should have gone, but I know where God was going, and I got in the presence of the Almighty, and something supernatural took place in my life. Took place in my brother's life, took place in my sister's life, and the spirit of revival began to well up inside of us, and we moved forward under the unction of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm the worst at announcements.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have some events going on. We have our coffee room, our coffee shop. If you've been there, it's incredible to go in there and see them before service. They have t-shirts for sale, and all proceeds go back into the church. So it's a great way to get yourself a shirt, but then also to support the church and to give in that way. And so it's the whole also month of March. If you buy a coffee, your name is entered into a drawing for a Bible. There is a his and a hers, so don't worry. You will get one appropriately assigned, and it will be great. So make sure you go and buy a coffee and get entered into that. On the 29th will be a kids rally with our Jams group. That is going to be incredible. We are excited for that. If you are at all even interested, and if you're not, I encourage you to go and to be able to be a part and volunteer and to get involved. Get with Sister Victoria and Sister Candy about details. We're also currently doing a calendar fundraiser for our current and future Jams events, where you can give according to what the date on the calendar is. If you pick the second, you can give $2. If you pick the 31st, you can give $31. You can pick the first and give $100 even. Who's to say? And so it's incredible, so we can give. And our kids are the future. Our kids reach families. Our kids make an impact. And we are investing in the children, in the future of this church, of God's kingdom. We believe that. We get behind them, and we support everybody who has the vision that leads our Jam. Sister Victoria, Sister Candy, all of those that have poured into our young people, that is the future of this church. On the 30th, we have our mission pledge is due. On the 31st will be our Ladies United Fellowship. The sign-up sheet is in the foyer for that, so ladies, sign up to go to that. It's going to be incredible. Also, on the 1st of April will be our church business meeting. It will be our voting meeting, so make sure you are planning to be there. 7 p.m. Tuesday, April the 1st, will be our voting for the new pastor. On the 1st, our men's retreat registration starts. So men, make sure you are ready and you are registering on that. That is on the 1st as well. And then the 6th, the watch info booth will be set up in the foyer. So make sure you are making your way over there on the 6th to find out more info on the watch group. And so our ushers are going to come and take our tithes and our offering. And we're going to move further into worship and believe that God is going to move in a mighty way in the rest of this service. He already has. And he's going to speak to some of us, all of us, every one of us this morning. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the power that you possess, the power that you show and your ability to move in every single one of our lives. I pray that you bless what is given and you bless the giver, that your word is already anointed. So I pray that you anoint the man of God today as he ministers your word and allow us to receive it today and act on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
The more I believe, the longer the way.
God bless you as you're seated. Did you look at it before you took it? How long do you expect to wait till you see it again? It's an amazing thing what people expect out of a church service. It's a whole lot like eating breakfast, dinner, supper. You take it in and you get energy. You don't take it in, after two or three days of not taking it in, you start fainting, start going to sleep. It's amazing how the psychology or the works of God are so simple. I watch people go in and out of the house of God, and they never seem to get the strength they need to defy the devil. They let spiritual wickedness in their home. They try to live in greater dimensions without godliness. Godliness is the spirit of God. The fruit of the spirit is godliness. And so when he says, exercising yourself unto godliness, he's saying, take advantage of these spirits. Take advantage of these truths. Take advantage in your life. Don't wait to see if the neighbor's doing it. You don't wait for the neighbor to give you an offering for a new car. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so the writer said, I said, in light of all of that, teach me, Lord, how to wait. Today, God has got a canopy over you that walk in the Spirit, that live under the canopy of being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that covering by faith, when you walk into the water and are baptized into Jesus Christ, you're covered by the authority of the name of Jesus, because you surrender your whole life in that setting. It's not about a great moment. My dad, one time we were shoe shopping. They didn't have the size that fit me, but they had the looks of one that I liked. And I told him, I said, Dad, it feels good on my feet. He said, it won't last. You got to have a shoe that fits. And so the Word of God is fitly joined together. So you fit this truth in with this truth. And you go to this service, and you get a little more bread, and you get a little more wisdom, and you get a little more spirit. And the first thing you know, Goliath, I'll see you later, alligator. Little David, who walked with God, saw the Goliath that wanted and thought he could destroy the armies of Israel. But all it took was a little boy and a slingshot. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in the presence of the Creator. You are in the presence of the Word of God that will cause your mind to increase in rapidity of bringing up the supernatural. Because if you learn of Him, He said, learn of me. And so when you learn of him, you know. If it's in a minute, if it's in a day, or if it's in a week, he has never failed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so today we're going to do as carefully and as quickly as possible about Christianity. And so hopefully I can help us to move forward effectively with rapidity. So today, do I have the right? I don't think I do. Let me see. A broad name of identity, and what is it really in reality? You're seeing people that call themselves Christians all across the world. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. But being a Christian is a perfect alignment or in the process of aligning yourself with the Word, with God. And so just telling somebody you're a Christian doesn't mean you love them anymore. Years ago, it really didn't make a difference in a whole lot of lives when the very profiled activity level of growing in studies of God and the works of God, and just an amazing amount. Now we have 201 religious systems in the world. And there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no time to play games with you forever. You got 60 to 100 years. Average is 70. So who can define it when looking around Christianity? How is it defined for me? I am in Christ Jesus, a new creation, a creation. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so these things define us. And so when this part of life is over, what if there is a heaven? And how many of you know what that question mark stands for? There's another side, and I hear people say it constantly. I'm going through hell. I'm going through torment. Both of them come from the same source of feelings. So I say we can move into a great future. The reason I can preach Christ is because he has done for me what no one else could do. He has been there when no one else could say the right thing. He has been there when I was hurt and pain, when people have done me wrong, song. Don't take it out on Jesus. Let it come from where it is. If you're having a bad day, it's not Jesus. If you're not having a good future, it's not Jesus. He is the light of the world. He is the strength of life. He is the glory of the grave. He is in us if we walk in the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Hallelujah. I think we ought to give him another hand clap right now just for telling us about it. There is no perfect preacher, but there is a perfect God that preachers can preach about. I said there is no perfect preacher. There is a God that can help the preachers. And God will help the preachers and the people just as much as the people for the preacher. It's no big deal if it is not a unified effort. So we can move into a great future in Jesus Christ because God is not willing that any should perish. I wish you'd look at somebody and give them one of those eyes that says, God's not willing for you to go to hell. God's not willing for you to suffer every day. Come on, wife. Come on, husband. God's not will for you to be mad every day and have sufferings all day long because you didn't get what you wanted at the time you wanted it. It's no time for us to play games in a pulpit. It is time for us to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. This thing's just about over. How long are we going to watch the Antichrist do his thing and then leave us lonely and feeling forsaken? And I don't, nobody cares about me and all of that. I'm telling you, the angels of the Lord come around you. They that serve the Lord, there is about at least 1,000 angels that are coming to your home and to your car and to your workplace and telling you, stand for the truth, live in the truth, love the Lord thy God, love your enemies, love your neighbor, love it, love it, love it, love it, because love cleanses you, not the neighbor. It don't cleanse the enemy, it cleanses us. It puts us in a stairway that the song said, I'm on the stairway to heaven today. I'm on my stairway. You're not going to destroy my faith, devil. You're not going to destroy my faith, carnality. You're not going to get my flesh to get up and take over my system. I found a new living God. I found a way with God. I found a future with God. I found something that gets in your feet. It gets in your hands. It gets in your ear. It gets in your mouth. It gets in your home. It gets in your car. It gets on your job. Christianity is not joining a local assembly that you like because they do you the way you want them to do you. It's looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So today, we plow and we plant. Our future is in faith, hope, and love. That is the critical statement from the Word of God. You remember this one? Where am I gonna live when I get home? My old lady's throwed me out and everything I own. She meant what she said when she wished I was dead. Where am I gonna live when I get home? I knew our road was getting kind of rocky. She said I was getting way too cocky. She waited till I was gone. She packed from dusk till dawn. So where am I gonna live when I get home? Where am I gonna live when I get home? She decided she would keep my cat, my transportation, and I wouldn't be needing that. She kept my TV and the bills she gave to me. Where am I gonna live when I get home? What is that all about? Anybody ever heard that song besides me? Oh, come on. Right hand means I've been there. All leftovers, find your way to Calvary. What is all of that about? Feeding our minds with material and songs of like that. That was a big song years ago. But where are we going to live? There's only two places. What good does it do to sit in a cold sanctuary without the fire of the Holy Ghost? The purging power of the Word of God that moves mountains, mountains of doubt, mountains of fear, mountains of a lack of faith. Ladies and gentlemen, I refuse to let the devil build mountains in my life when God said, make your path straight and don't worry about the crooked places. I am going to take care of you. I am going to be with you in the morning and the noontime. It's your fault if you're living without the glory of God. If you can't dance today, get with it. He is a great God and He loves praise. You're not praising the preacher. You're not praising the atmosphere of the word or the world. You are praising the one who gives you the breath you breathe. So a world planning for abortions, a world planning for divorce, a world planning for more what? What do most people have to look for? A few programs on TV that show all kind of weird, ungodly stuff. Heroes of baseball, football, basketball. What do we expect when we talk more about baseball, basketball, football, and all of the above than the witness of God said he would redeem me, and he has. God said he would give me strength to help my neighbor, and he has. I'm here to preach to us today in the finale of part of what I'm going to live for. I'm here to tell you that the Jesus Christ I served, he cares about you, sir. He cares about you, young lady. I'm here to tell you on your darkest night, look up, for your Redeemer ever liveth. He don't go to sleep. He don't go to sleep. He don't go to sleep. He's wide awake today, and he's looking down and saying, call on me, I will hear thee, and I will come to thee. But you got to humble yourself, therefore, before the Lord. I hear the angels heralding Christ today. I hear the echo of Christ teaching on the streets. I want to just integrate this right now. Your 20-year-old ago experience with God needs refreshing. He didn't say if you get the Holy Ghost that you would be saved. He said you would be saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Saved from what? Guy called me recently and said, I just got saved. And I said, well, what did you get saved from? Well, I don't know. I said, what did you get saved into? Well, I hope Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, saved is pulled out of carnality and put in spirituality. And the only way to have that is the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. That's why I said, you shall receive, Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come. Why would anybody want to ride a bicycle when you can have a Jeep to go through the woods? Why would anybody want to struggle with all of this junk when Jesus said, I will be your God, and I will keep you in the day of trouble, and I will walk with you in the day of trouble, and I will heal you in the day of trouble, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Oh, what a God. There ought to be a joy that burns in our soul this morning. Hallelujah. I've got Jesus on the inside, and he's working on the outside. Hallelujah. I hear the cry from the cross. When you see the word Father, don't let people play games with your mind. God became sin who knew no sin. Don't let the people play games with that statement. That's why you study the Word. Because God is a spirit. He defines it carefully. It's not a person. But then he goes on to tell us God's spirit was in Christ. When he became sin was when he moved into a body. That body was just as much flesh as yours. The book says it. He was tempted in all points such as we, and yet without sin. Don't you ever think that Jesus didn't have a moment of feeling like any of the things you've ever felt in your life. He was tempted in all points such as we. That's not just something to be casually looked at. He was tempted to hate. He was tempted to want to kill people. He was tempted to walk away. He was tempted to everything you've ever been thinking about. I'm here to tell you, that's why he said, greater is he that is in you. I'm telling you, you can use the word little if you want to. But you've made it a big thing. And so little as much, I used to sing a song, little as much if God is in it. Labor not for wealth or gain. I'm here to preach to every one of us. We are little without God. But brother, when you've got Jesus on the inside and you live according to the word and you're in alignment with Jesus, I don't care if all you got is a couple of stones, just put them in your sling and let go toward what's bothering you. And I'm telling you, David looked at that man that was a Goliath, and he was bigger than any of the problems some of you are facing right now. I'm here to tell you, he was there to destroy the children of Israel, but greater is our God, Halabahanda, than anything you've ever imagined. You can't imagine how great he is. He owns the solar system. He owns the earth that's going around in a circle. He owns the orbits, and he owns the breath you're breathing. That's why I wish somebody ought to just praise him from the bottom of your heart right now. Thank you, Jesus, sir. Hallelujah. Our glory to the Most High God. Whatever you want to do, he's looking down tonight to see your response to his courage, that he's looking down on your home. He's looking down on what's bothering you. He's looking down on all that junk that's going on in your mind. I'm here to tell you, he's here. He's holy. You can't dress holy. You can love godliness, and you can love righteousness, but he'll hold. Comes when you clean out your mind and you clean up your heart. That's holiness. I hear the thunder. I see the lightning. I saw where the resurrection took place. The visual of all of that is in our mind, and the word of his appearing. My mind and my heart cannot forget as he went away. Every Easter, the world celebrates his leaving. And yet for all of that, as they celebrate, they leave there to go home to wickedness and idolatry and unforgiveness and all of the above. This carnal life, he said, crucified every day. Don't you wait. You get you a preacher that'll preach hard. You get you a preacher that'll preach right. You get you a preacher that will tell it like it is. Don't you get a preacher that will give you a half of the business and think you're going to get the whole show. It's not that some don't say some things about right. It's living right. Having the power. Learn of me, he said. It lingers in my mind, my ears, my heart, and always. Jesus said it. If you believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Does the world, darkness, really see, hear this brilliant light as they did when Christ walked this earth and represented heaven? Is that really too distant to believe? If you believe the astronauts went up into outer space, you ought not to have any problem to believe in the one who put outer space out there. If they really did land on the moon, who put it there? Somebody say, God. I'm here to tell you, God is for you. God is not against you. It's your flesh that wants to get against you. It's your thought patterns of flesh that want to take you down and take you to a poverty level of spiritual deficits. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a holy fire of heaven that wants to burn up all the junk that's been going on in your home and in your house. And that's why I call it the Holy Ghost and fire, because the power of the Holy Ghost has fire, and I'm telling you, it will bring about the system of heaven in your life. Why do we receive his Spirit? The Spirit is the power to officiate the wisdom of the Word. That is a very necessary concept. The realization is of how to handle the Word and the Spirit. Because the Spirit empowers the Word. I've tried to say it the last few months because I know that I'm not going to be able to be here forever. But the way and the truth and the life is a path. God put in Jesus Christ the privilege, but the opposition. The religious system defied Jesus. How much of that do we have to see to realize that same demon and devils is working now to try to put all kind of religious systems? He said there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's the third time I've said it, because in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no time for us to be put. I don't know. I tell you what, if it's in the Word, look at it and receive it and operate on it, because you've got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will do for you what nothing else can do, and you can have a path right through the obstacles of life. I can't cough and jump at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no go-to-show time. This is go-to-God time. I said this is no go-to-show time. This is go-to-God, and the show will take its own course. I'm here to tell you, when you walk in the faith and you live in the faith and you live in the faith of God and you live in the faith of the Word and you live in the faith of the blood, your past can't get past the blood. I'm telling you, your faith can do everything that's necessary. Then I'm telling you, he said, I'll make the crooked places straight. I'll make the high places low. I'll make the low places high. In other words, you won't ever be discomfited unto where that you can't have a good day. It is God's will for you to look up, not to look at the things around you and say, well, it just never has happened for me. Well, get the demons out of your mind and get them out of your heart and get them out of your head and let the pureness of holiness live in your mind, heart, and hands. We align ourselves with wisdom and understand when practiced. Until you practice wisdom, you won't be able to get the results of wisdom. We know that in putting just a nut on a screw or a bolt. You cross-thread it, and you're not going anywhere. You cross-thread truth with half-truth, you're not going to have the results you want. Whole truth. Responsibility of the pulpit, and the musicians are coming. Preacher is to create awareness of God's love, forgiveness, and desire to share his life with and in us. Young you may be, but let me tell you, God knelt down at Calvary and said, I'll give my life so you can go to Calvary. And there at Calvary, you'll crucify your flesh. And then you will be able to stand against the adversary. And when he tries to tell you you're not going to get a good husband, hang on. Your Redeemer will escort you. He said he, the Holy Spirit, will lead and guide you into a future that you can't buy. He may not be the most handsome, but if he's got money, don't you go for the money. You go for his Spirit. I have seen some families. As a pastor for 50 years, walk with more broken hearts because people misaligned their life with the perfect law of liberty. The perfect law of liberty makes you free from the law of sin and death. Meaning that don't violate by letting the carnal mind study the books that show you how carnality works, and then show you the beauty. Love, St. John 3:16, gives protection and provision. Heavy on that give. Okay? You want a good man? Give him protection and provision. He can't provide it all for himself. I'm talking to all of you young ladies and some of you that are married. Today, God wants to heal every part, every hurt, every disappointment. God sent me on this Sunday to tell you I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Hang on. Don't turn loose of the faith. Don't turn loose of the doctrine. Hang on. They went through the fiery furnace. Here's another David. Just knocked out another Goliath. He just got out of the hospital the day before yesterday. Yesterday. Feeling fairly good about life. Love it. It's not his first trip to a fiery furnace. Thank you, Brother Dave. Not his first trip to a Goliath that wanted to destroy his confidence and faith in a Messiah that said, look up. Brother David Young has done that. And so today, I'm encouraging you. Just about time to populate the holy city. Don't try to join up with the world and their crowds. This is no time to try to appease a world that's headed straight for darkness. Lead them. Guide them. You know what? It's my first time for you to help change. Help me. See that smile? God's got this kind of muscle and this kind of backbone. He could have just walked in here and said, it's all this talking in tongues, all this baptism in Jesus' name, all this stuff, walking in the faith and all of that. He could have said any of that, but he's been looking over there. I mean, he's been watching me, everything I did. He probably can preach this next week. Go ahead and sing. Cities on our agenda.
Holy, holy.
There's anybody here that's never been baptized in Jesus' name. This is your day. This is your day. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, don't you be embarrassed. It's a good time to get it. This altar's open. Acts, the second chapter, 38th verse. Simple. Repent by faith. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ by faith. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you will speak in a heavenly language. It won't be cussing. It won't be damning. It'll be wonderful. And you need a renewing of the Holy Ghost. This is your day. Because you said we're saved.
Creation, I see.
This is a day of
Praise to